Bandura conducted various experiments with the aim of discovering whether children who observed aggressive behaviour in an adult were then themselves observed to be more aggressive. Let's focus on the 1961 Bobo doll experiment, where the aim was to find out whether children who were passive observers of aggressive acts by an adult will imitate this behaviour when given the opportunity to. The hypotheses were firstly that participants who are exposed to aggressive models will produce the aggressive behaviour observed. Secondly, exposure to non-aggressive acts will have restraining effects on participants' behaviour. Thirdly, participants will imitate same-sex models more than opposite-sex models. And finally, boys will be more predisposed to imitating aggression than girls. The DV in the 61 experiment was aggression scores for physical aggression, or verbal aggression, or maladaggression, etc. The IV was exposure to aggressive or non-aggressive models. The participants, well, there was an equal number of boys and girls aged between 37 and 69 months. The experimental design was a matched pairs, actually matched triplets, given there were three groups. The subjects were matched according to their pre-existing levels of aggression. The control group were in a room on their own with no model. The experimental groups, one was exposed to an aggressive model and another group was exposed to a non-aggressive model. The procedure, or stage one, involved the children being individually taken to a room corner, and in the opposite corner of the room there was either no model, the control group, or an aggressive model towards a Bobo doll, or a non-aggressive model. Stage two, the children were then instigated to behave aggressively in another room, but told after starting to play with toys that they were in fact the favourite toys of the experimenter. Stage three, the children were taken to a third room with a mixture of aggressive toys, e.g. a gun, a mallet, and non-aggressive toys. The children were observed in this room for 20 minutes with the number of aggressive acts observed and recorded. The results, well, boys were more aggressive than the girls. Children who observed aggressive models performed more aggressive acts than those who observed the non-aggressive model. Boys were more aggressive if they had a male model in the aggressive condition. Girls were more physically aggressive with a female model, but more verbally aggressive with a male model for the aggressive condition. Conclusion: aggressive behaviour can be learned through exposure to aggressive models, and behaviour can be learned through observation, but may not be demonstrated until an opportunity arises.